BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, David here with a new mini-series from The Briefing Room. We're packaging up some bits you may have heard before on other programmes, which are still very relevant, so they can explain specific things that are going on in the world. In today's Briefing Room Explainer, weight loss drugs. Let's find out what these new drugs are and what they do. Here with me is John Wilding, Professor of Medicine at the University of Liverpool. John Wilding, how do we define obese in this country, and what proportion of people are obese, and maybe then you can tell us how that's changed?
Obesity is a complex disease that's associated with an excess amount of body fat. We've tended to use body mass index, which is your weight in kilograms divided by your height squared in meters, and a body mass index above 30 is generally considered to define obesity, although that has its limitations because it doesn't tell us about body fat. In this country, if we look at that metric, about just under 30% of people will be living with obesity, and about another 20 to 30% will be overweight, which would be defined as a body mass index above 25.
John, I take it that just as there's a difference between being overweight and obese, there's a difference between being obese and being severely obese.
Yes, that's right. In fact, the WHO gives classifications. So a class one obesity, the lowest would be between a body mass index of 30 and 35, class two between 35 and 40, and above 40 would be class three, or what we would generally call severe obesity, which is very, very commonly associated with multiple complications, including things like type 2 diabetes, heart disease risk, sleep apnea, fatty liver disease, arthritis, etc.
What proportion of people should be classified as severely obese?
It's around about 3% of the population at present.
And now, John, tell us briefly, what are the new weight loss drugs which have been making the headlines? And if you could just tell us how they work.
The group of weight loss drugs that have perhaps attracted most attention recently are a group of drugs that are based on some of our natural gut hormones, which are secreted from the intestine when we eat. And they do a number of things in the body. One, where they were originally discovered, was actually that when we eat, there are sensors in our intestine that tells the body there's food there. And these hormones are released and signal to the pancreas, for example, to make insulin, which helps control blood sugar and other metabolites after eating. Some of these hormones also signal to the brain to tell us that we're full after eating. If you modify these molecules, you can make them usable as medicines. And we've been doing that for type 2 diabetes for 15 to 20 years now, with drugs that work on one of these particular hormones called glucagon-like peptide 1, or GLP-1 for short. And those have been very effective treatments for people with type 2 diabetes because of their effects on the pancreas. But we also found that they tended to produce a little bit of weight loss. So what's then happened is the companies that have developed these drugs have taken the doses that were used for type 2 diabetes and pushed them a little bit higher to see how effective they were for weight loss. And they can be given once a week. And the first one of these is semaglutide. And in the trial, which the first big trial that which we published with semaglutide, after 68 weeks of treatment, it produced a weight loss of around 15% of body weight compared to just 2.4% with diet and exercise alone. Tirzepatide is slightly different from semaglutide in that it actually works on two of these gut hormones. And the weight loss that we see with tirzepatide is actually a little bit more than we see with semaglutide. It's more like around about 20% weight loss.
John, could you just tell us what brand names we're talking about when we're talking about these new drugs?
So semaglutide has two different brand names. It's got Ozempic, which is used and only approved for the treatment of people with type 2 diabetes. And then there is Wegovy, which is approved for weight management. All of these medicines, of course, have to be titrated up slowly. You start at a lower dose and build it up over several weeks. Tirzepatide, the brand name is Mounjaro, and that is actually the same product, whether it's being used for the treatment of type 2 diabetes or the treatment of people with obesity. All injections, and those are all once a week injections.
What's in the wings? Are there cheaper drugs? Are there drugs that be taken in a different way, which are being developed?
Some of the things that look most exciting at the moment are medicines that are even longer acting. And then finally, much cheaper medicine that you might take as a tablet.
John Wilding, Thanks very much for listening to today's Explainer. We'll be publishing these every week, a new mini-series. So make sure you follow The Briefing Room on BBC Sounds or wherever you get your podcasts so that you don't miss an episode when we publish them. And also remember, you can go back and listen to any of our recent episodes on BBC Sounds. They're available now. Until the next time, goodbye.